Congressman Peter King says if you're offended by his hearings into the radicalization of American Muslims, you're too politically correct. Many of our listeners don't agree.
This has all the earmarks of the McCarthy era.
I just want to say that the vast majority of Muslims are hardworking folks, and they also happen to be moderate Muslims.
As a nation, we're looking at the radicalization of Muslims, and we're willing to have hearings that are very similar to the McCarthy era.
Listeners speaking there, but in a recent poll, most Americans said we should include all religions when we talk about extremists. Congressman King calls that political correctness at its worst.
And he says he wears comparisons to McCarthy like a badge of honor. Delving into the mind of Peter King on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 10th. We're going to talk all about those hearings. They begin sometime this morning, and they're getting a lot more attention than you'd think a little committee hearing would get.
King Peter the Extreme from Long Island there, Congressman Peter King. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We begin in Wisconsin. A three-week legislative standoff over union rights has come to an abrupt end. Last night, Republicans in the state Senate passed a bill restricting collective bargaining rights for public workers. The Senate's 14 Democrats had fled to Illinois to prevent the bill from moving forward, but Republicans were able to get the vote through on a procedural technicality. Organized labor leaders are calling for another rally this morning in Madison. Joining us now, Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson once again. Sean, is the Cheesehead Rebellion over there?
I don't know. I mean, there's still people sleeping in the Capitol, again, to protest this thing. So there are a number of people who think the fight's sort of just starting here. But this was definitely the biggest legislative hurdle for this plan in the Wisconsin State Senate.
Two takeaways before we go. One, it seems as though the Republicans have a valid case that they tried everything to get the Democrats to come aboard. And number two, the Republicans did signal a compromise. They would accept collective bargaining rights if this is looked at again. True?
They did. I mean, they were talking about some sort of a compromise over the weekend recently, but it seems like that sort of got the rug pulled out from under it with the quick action yesterday. This was a vote that was scheduled, you know, with just a couple hours notice, and when it happened, there was no debate, no Democrats present. So sort of a vote like you haven't seen in Wisconsin when this passed in the Senate.
And the protesters will, we suspect, be out in force today in reaction. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson. We'll have more details on the developing situation in Wisconsin all morning long on The Takeaway. In Libya, heavy fighting in Zawiya and Ras Lanuf this morning as forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi try to reclaim control of key rebel-held cities. One opposition spokesman, Mahmoud Jibril, made an appeal for help to end the violence.
We need all types of assistance, all types of assistance to help us get through this ordeal as soon as possible.
Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, says the administration is still weighing a course of action.
We are not at a decision point. We are considering these options. We are actively considering a no-fly zone.
NATO says it started round-the-clock surveillance of the airspace over Libya ahead of 2 days of talks on possibly imposing a no-fly zone.
Nobel laureate and activist Mohamed El-Berede says he'll run for president of Egypt so long as a democratic process is put into place as promised by the military. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says Republicans will proceed with trying to defund public broadcasting. His comments come after National Public Radio CEO and President Vivian Schiller resigned over a video of a campaign fundraiser attacking Republicans and the Tea Party. And the number of homeowners receiving foreclosure notices dropped 14% last month to a 36-month low. That's according to Realty Track. Asian markets and European indices are down. So are futures. The Dow starts at 12,213. The S&P at 1,320. The NASDAQ will open at 2751. Well, we want you to spend a moment imagining what ifs. What if Robert Kennedy hadn't been assassinated in 1968 and instead became president? That's part of the basis for Jeff Greenfield's new book.
Greenfield.
Everything changed. He's going to talk about the what if game later this hour.
What if
though.
Jeff Greenfield was the CBS Evening News anchor? I bet he thinks about that a lot. Coming up, more about Wisconsin, the hearings on extremism, and everything going on in the world.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org. Or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.